The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, Congressman William Timmons. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Joey, good morning. I'm doing great. Good to be with you. Back home in South Carolina for a few days. Couldn't be happier to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you. Let's start with what's on everyone's mind, and we're going to get some updated numbers this morning. Inflation, it continues to rise. Yesterday, a Bank of America analyst gave a dire forecast predicting that we could be headed into a recession. What are you guys talking about, and what are you hearing in the U.S. Capitol?
Well, we all know the problem. The Biden administration has spent trillions of dollars we don't have, pouring enormous amounts of strain on our economy, and inflation is the highest it's been in my lifetime, and it's still going up. So what are they going to do about it? They don't have a plan. It's totally outrageous. They're talking about spending more money. It's just beyond my comprehension, the incompetence of this administration.
Yeah, I mean, if Biden had his way, he would still like to do the Build Back Better plan, the $2+ trillion more. I mean, evidently he doesn't see the correlation between government spending and inflation.
Well, paying people to stay home, supply chain challenges. You know, you see Philadelphia is already going back to mask mandates. They're going to have a lockdown soon. Who knows?
I mean, yeah.
It's just the policies that are coming out of the left are slowly killing this country, and we have to change course as soon as possible.
Yeah. The Fed last month approved its first interest rate hike in more than 3 years. Additional increases are expected. They're saying possibly another increase next month. Talk with us for a minute about how the increase in interest rates affect our overall economy.
Well, we had a lot of meetings on this, and at the end of the day, the interest rate increase is the only way that we can combat inflation. That and taking money out of the economy, which they're unable to do. They're trying to do it, but they're not able to do it fast enough. The interest rate hike should have been more, but they didn't have the willingness to do that. The longer that we take to get inflation under control, the more out of control it will get. They're hoping that it's not going to be as bad as it is. But remember, these are the same people that said this is transitory inflation. This is temporary. They're not even alleging that anymore. Now they're not using the word transitory anymore. And they're saying it's going to peak in March. I mean, it's going to peak in May. I mean,
yeah,
they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. And we need to get more competent leadership at the helm.
And so how do we do that? I mean, I know we have obviously the midterm elections coming up in November, and I think it was Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell who made the statement over the weekend that assuming that we do get a majority in the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate, that he's going to turn Joe Biden into a moderate. But what do we do between now and then? And will we be able to turn things around come November when we take control of the Congress?
Well, what we're doing right now is we're sending a lot of preservation letters to all the different government agencies that are responsible. The border is another great example. I mean, the border policies coming out of this administration are outrageous. They're just outrageous. So we're sending letters to all of the administration officials on any of these issues, whether it's inflation, whether it's the border crisis, whether it's gas prices. We're sending preservation letters to say, don't delete your email, because that's what they do. They end up, they lose their email. And we say, we're going to drag you before Congress next year, and we're going to ask you all these questions about why you're not enforcing the law. Why are you not giving permits to companies that deserve them? Why are you, allowing Ukraine to fall victim to Russia? I mean, we're going to do all of that, and that'll be for 2 years. Then, look, there's no way this president runs for re-election. But if he does, he's going to lose by the largest margin in the history of our country, because he's a bumbling idiot. He's got the dementia shuffle. He can barely walk. He can barely open his eyes. It's incredible that he's still running this country, but he's not. His team around him is, and those people are absolute socialists, and they want the end of this country. Yeah. I'm convinced.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, obviously their actions seem to suggest that. And speaking of Biden's popularity, the CBS YouGov poll that was released on Sunday, about 69% of respondents disapprove of Biden's handling of inflation, which, of course, are hitting an all-time high, or is the highest that we've seen in our lifetime. But, you know, the thing that has to have he and Democrats worried is these aren't just Republicans who are saying that they disapprove of Biden's handling of inflation. Democrats, that number is inching up steadily. Some of the key demographics among independents, among younger voters, among African-American voters, they all see how this is hurting them when they go to fill their car up with gasoline, and they're turning on Joe Biden by large numbers.
The biggest issues right now are inflation and gas prices, but look at every issue, whether it's education, whether it's the Second Amendment, whether it's immigration, whatever the issue is, the policies that he has instated are destroying this country. And he is taking half measures to try to fix it. The thing that they just announced, they're going to allow the sales of gasoline with higher amounts of ethanol in it for the month of May. Mm-hmm. And that's going to reduce prices by 10 cents a gallon if you choose to get enriched gasoline with ethanol. Like 10 cents a gallon is not the issue here. We're $2.20 more than we were 15 months ago. Yeah. I don't want 10 cents a gallon. I want the last month of Trump's presidency back. I want to be exporting oil and gas. I want to have energy independence so we can be safe and secure.
Yeah.
That's not what he's doing. It's outrageous.
Well, you know, it's obvious he's tone deaf. I mean, he has no idea. They're just struggling with what their message should be. And an example of that is yesterday. I mean, we have all these other issues going on. And what does Joe Biden do? He holds a news conference yesterday to unveil his new regulatory guidance on gun violence. Now, not one time did I hear anything yesterday from the president on how to get criminals off the street. All he could talk about is ghost guns and how we got to get ghost guns. We got to make it harder for people to buy a firearm with these so-called ghost guns. I mean, I think that's just an example of him not really being in reality.
He's just missing the mark. I want to point out to everybody listening right now, we are done talking about the Second Amendment. When the mayor of Charleston told the chief of police of Charleston City to not enforce the rule of law, to not protect the people on King Street from rioters, looters, people that were assaulting everybody, when that happened, as far as I'm concerned, I'm done. We are never talking about gun restrictions. We're never talking about reasonable policies, because when the elected officials in this country are going to abandon the citizens that pay taxes to protect, to have protection, when they are going to be abandoned, we're done. We're done. Yeah. Everybody needs a gun, and you should know how to use it, because the government might not be there when you need them.
Well, I mean, again, I heard nothing yesterday other than him railing against ghost guns. Now, and he talked about how the ghost guns continue to show up at crime scenes, and how gangs are using ghost guns. Well, you know, my first thought is, well, you know, these people, they're going to get their guns. A criminal is going to get a gun. I don't care if it's one of the so-called ghost guns, you know, one that's put together at your home because you're able to buy the different components that you need to build a gun. Criminals are going to find a gun. But you're right. I mean, when they're marching around the country asking to defund the police, you get things like in Santa Monica, where the United States Postal Service has literally suspended services in some neighborhoods because they don't feel safe.
Well, and don't forget, not just defund the police, but let criminals out of jail.
Exactly.
I'm sure you saw there was of shooting in California where they let the guy out that should have been in jail for 25 years after 5 years because of whatever. I mean, it's just wild. And don't forget that Kamala Harris was paying to let all the rioters and looters out of jail.
Yep.
during the election. So.
Yep. When you have a vice presidential candidate who's literally raising money for a fund to pay people's bail, then you know you got a problem with crime. Congressman William Timmons, always a pleasure. Be safe, and we'll talk again next week.
Great to be with you. Look forward to it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.